Nestled amidst the gentle embrace of the South Carolina coast, St. Helena Island unveils a canvas of unparalleled natural splendor. Here, time seems to linger, as if hesitant to disrupt the idyllic tranquility that defines this enchanting enclave. Moss-draped oaks stand sentinel along winding pathways, their verdant tendrils cascading like silken curtains, veiling the secrets of generations past. In this tapestry of green and gold, history weaves its tale through the island's venerable landmarks. The ruins of St. Helena Parish Chapel of Ease, weathered in time, worn whisper echoes of an era long gone. Each stone, each fragment, holds a silent testament to the lives that once flourished within these hallowed walls. Nearby, the Fort Fremont Preserve stands sentinel, a silent guardian of the island's legacy, its weathered battlements echoing with stories of days gone by. Yet amid this historical reverie, a gem of contemporary opulence emerges. The Fripp Island Resort, perched majestically on the island's edge, offers a haven of lavish reprieve. From its vantage point, the resort surveys the expanse of the Atlantic, a silent witness to the ebb and flow of tides, the passage of time. Here, luxury intertwines seamlessly with nature's bounty, offering guests a sanctuary of serenity. As dawn blushes the horizon with hues of rose and gold, and dusk paints the sky in fiery oranges and purples, St. Helena Island unfurls its timeless allure. It is a place where past and present coexist in harmonious union, where the whispering leaves and lapping waves carry the secrets of generations. Amidst moss, draped oaks, and storied ruins, and within the embrace of the Fripp Island Resort, an adventure awaits, poised to unearth the island's hidden enchantments. As Emma meandered through the Hunting Island State Park Nature Center, her steps seemed guided by an invisible hand, drawing her deeper into the heart of nature's sanctuary. Sunlight filtered through the canopy, casting dappled patterns on the wooden walkways, and the air hummed with the melodies of unseen creatures. It was within this living tapestry that Emma's fingers brushed against something cool and metallic. Startled, she looked down, her gaze fixing on an old, ornate pendant nestled amidst a display of local flora. Its delicate filigree and weathered patina hinted at an age-long past. Emma's breath caught, her heart quickening with a blend of awe and anticipation. As she gently cradled the pendant in her palm, a subtle, otherworldly energy pulsed beneath her touch, sending shivers down her spine. The pendant exuded a faint, mysterious aura, as if it held within its intricacies the echo of forgotten enchantments. It seemed to hum with a resonance that defied explanation, a subtle thrumming that seemed to sync with the rhythm of Emma's own heartbeat. Mesmerized, she held it up to the light, watching as the sun's rays danced upon its surface, revealing patterns that seemed to shift and swirl like ripples on water. In that fleeting moment, Emma felt an inexplicable connection, as if she and the pendant were bound by an ancient, unseen thread. It whispered to her, calling to the dormant curiosity that had always stirred within her soul. The pendant held a secret. She was certain of it. A secret that begged to be unraveled. With a mixture of trepidation and exhilaration, Emma resolved to learn more. She knew that this discovery was no mere coincidence. It was a beckoning, an invitation to delve into the mysteries that lay hidden within the heart of St. Helena Island. Little did she know that this chance encounter would set her on a path towards a revelation that would forever alter the course of her life. As Emma left the Hunting Island State Park Nature Center, the weight of the pendant hung against her chest, its presence a constant reminder of the enigma it held. Determined to unravel its mysteries, she sought out the wisdom of those who knew the island's secrets. Guided by intuition, Emma ventured to the Penn Center, an institution steeped in history and the preserver of the island's rich heritage. Its weathered walls seemed to resonate with the echoes of generations past. She approached the curator, an elder with kind eyes and a demeanor steeped in knowledge. The curator's gaze fell upon the pendant with a mix of surprise and recognition. "You found an artifact of great significance," he mused, his voice a low, rumbling timbre that seemed to vibrate with hidden wisdom. "This pendant is believed to be linked to ancient legends, tales passed down through the ages." Emma leaned in, her curiosity ignited anew. "Legends?" she inquired, her voice barely above a whisper. The curator nodded, his eyes distant, as if peering into the depths of history. "It is said that this pendant holds a connection to the island's hidden magic, a power that lies dormant, waiting for the right hands to awaken it." As the words settled around her, Emma felt a surge of excitement mingled with trepidation. This pendant, she realized, was no ordinary trinket. It was a key to a world of enchantments, a bridge to the mystical past that dwelled within the island's heart. With newfound purpose, Emma delved deeper into the island's history. She explored the ruins of the St. Helena Parish Chapel of Ease, where the stones seemed to whisper tales of bygone eras. She traced her fingers along the ancient carvings, each groove a testament to the hands that had shaped them. In her pursuit of knowledge, Emma ventured to the Marsh Boardwalk Trail, a place where the boundary between the natural and the supernatural seemed to blur. As she wandered, the air grew thick with an electric charge, and a strange sensation settled over her skin. Then, like a wisp of mist, an ethereal figure materialized before her. The figure emanated a soft golden glow, its features gentle and serene. It regarded Emma with eyes that seemed to hold the wisdom of centuries. Without a word, it extended a hand, palm upturned as if offering a choice. Emma's heart raced, torn between fear and curiosity. Before she could react, the figure's form began to fade, its luminous presence dissipating like morning mist. And just as swiftly as it had appeared, it vanished, leaving Emma standing alone in the hushed embrace of the marsh. The encounter left her breathless, a thousand questions swirling in her mind. Who was the ethereal figure? What message had it intended to convey? The pendant pulsed against her chest, its silent song a reminder that the answers she sought lay hidden, waiting to be uncovered. With newfound determination, Emma pressed on, determined to unearth the island's secrets. Each step brought her closer to the heart of St. Helena, where the lines between reality and magic blurred, and where the past whispered its secrets to those willing to listen. Little did Emma know that her journey was only beginning, and that the true depths of the island's enchantments were yet to be revealed. As the sun cast long, golden rays across the ruins of the St. Helena Parish Chapel of Ease, Emma's fingers brushed against weathered stone, tracing the outlines of forgotten inscriptions. It was within this sacred space that her quest took an electrifying turn. Hidden amidst the shadows and dust, Emma's keen eyes fell upon an ancient journal, its pages brittle and yellowed with age. With trembling hands, she carefully cradled the relic, sensing the weight of centuries resting within its fragile bindings. The journal held secrets. She was sure of it, secrets that spoke of a power lying dormant beneath the island's surface. As she delicately turned the pages, the inked script danced before her, recounting tales of ancient rituals and incantations. The journal hinted at a magic so potent it had been sealed away, safeguarded against the passage of time. It spoke of a key, an invocation that, if deciphered, could awaken the slumbering enchantments. With newfound purpose, Emma embarked on a quest, guided by the cryptic instructions within the journal. Each line seemed to pulse with an ancient energy, leading her through the dense foliage of Fort Fremont Preserve. The forest seemed to part before her, as if the very land recognized her purpose. Deeper into the preserve she ventured until at last the world seemed to still around her. Before her stood a moss-covered stone etched with arcane symbols that mirrored those in the journal. It was the entrance to the hidden chamber, the threshold to the heart of the island's magic. With a breathless resolve, Emma pressed her hand against the stone, her touch a reverent caress. The ground trembled beneath her as if awakening from a long slumber. Slowly, the stone yielded, revealing a passage that led into the earth. Emma descended, her footsteps echoing in the cavernous silence. Within the chamber, an ethereal glow suffused the air, illuminating the space in a soft golden light. Symbols and runes adorned the walls, pulsing with a quiet power. At the center of it all, on a pedestal of stone, rested an ancient artifact, a prism of iridescent hues, refracting the light into a mesmerizing dance. As Emma approached, the pendant around her neck resonated in harmony with the artifact's presence. She knew that this moment was the culmination of her journey, the climax of a tale woven with threads of history, magic, and destiny. With steady hands, she reached out, the pendant in her grasp resonating with the power emanating from the artifact. As the two connected, a surge of energy coursed through Emma, binding her to the ancient magic that had slumbered for centuries. The island's secrets, she realized, were now hers to uncover, and with them, a responsibility to wield the power with wisdom and reverence. Within the hallowed chamber, the air seemed to hum with an almost palpable energy. Emma's breath caught in her throat as she beheld the sight before her. A well-preserved tapestry, its threads woven with the colors of forgotten ages. It depicted the island's history in vivid detail, from the first settlers to the whispers of ancient sorcery that had shaped its destiny. As Emma traced her fingers along the tapestry, she felt a subtle vibration beneath her touch, as if the threads themselves held a dormant magic waiting to be awakened. The scenes unfurled before her, revealing moments of triumph and loss, of battles waged and legends forged. Among them, the figure of the ethereal being she had encountered on the marsh boardwalk trail seemed to dance in the threads, a silent guardian of the island's secrets. As her gaze lingered, Emma's eyes fell upon a symbol that echoed the pendant's design. A key intricately woven into the fabric. It was a revelation that sent a jolt of recognition through her. The pendant, she understood, was the key not only to the chamber, but also to unlocking the ancient magic that pulsed within the tapestry. With careful reverence, Emma removed the pendant from her neck and held it before the tapestry. As if guided by an unseen force, she placed it within the heart of the key, its contours aligning perfectly. A surge of power rippled through the chamber, its resonance a harmonious echo to the beating of Emma's heart. The tapestry seemed to come alive, its colors intensifying, and the figures within it stirred, as if awakening from a slumber of ages. The ancient sorcery that had been woven into the fabric now surged forth, filling the chamber with a luminous radiance. Emma watched in awe as the magic danced before her, its presence both gentle and formidable. She understood that this moment was a convergence of past and present, a bridge between the realms of legend and reality. The island itself seemed to breathe a sigh of release, as if welcoming back a part of itself that had long been forgotten. With a sense of purpose that resonated deep within her soul, Emma knew that the responsibility of wielding this ancient magic rested upon her shoulders. It was a power to be revered, to be safeguarded, and to be used with the wisdom of ages. As she stepped out of the chamber, the pendant once again nestled against her chest, Emma felt a profound sense of connection to the island, to its history, and to the magic that coursed through its veins. Her journey had revealed not only the island's hidden enchantments, but also her own role in preserving its delicate balance. With newfound determination, Emma emerged from the chamber, ready to embrace the path that lay ahead, armed with the knowledge that she held the key to unlocking the ancient magic of St. Helena Island. As Emma emerged from the chamber, the weight of the pendant against her chest seemed to echo the gravity of the decision that now rested in her hands. The ancient magic she had awakened pulsed within her, a living current that thrummed with power and potential. Yet, with this newfound gift came a profound responsibility. Standing at the precipice of choice, Emma gazed out over the island. Its beauty stretched out before her in a panoramic vista. The sun painted the sky in hues of gold and lavender, casting a warm glow over the moss, draped oaks, and historic landmarks that cradled the secrets of generations. The whispers of the past seemed to echo in the gentle breeze, urging her to tread carefully. With a determined heart, Emma sought the counsel of the wise curator at the Penn Center, the keeper of the island's historical tapestry. His eyes, lined with the wisdom of years, met hers with a knowing gaze. He understood the weight of the decision that lay heavy on her shoulders. "Emma," he began, his voice a steady rumble, "you stand at the crossroads of two worlds. The world of the past, steeped in magic and mystery, and the world of the present where the choices you make will shape the future. Remember, with great power comes even greater responsibility." He spoke of the delicate balance that existed between the forces of magic and the natural world, cautioning against the temptation to wield power without understanding its consequences. He shared tales of those who had come before, of the heroes and the heedless, each leaving their mark on the island's legacy. As the curator's words wove their tapestry of ancient wisdom, Emma felt a clarity wash over her. She understood that the true strength of the magic lay not in its mere existence, but in how it was used, in the intentions and heart behind its wielder. With gratitude in her heart, Emma returned to the chamber, the pendant cradled in her hand. She placed it back within the tapestry, allowing the ancient magic to settle once more, its slumber undisturbed. The chamber seemed to sigh in response, as if acknowledging her choice. Emma emerged from the depths, her heart lightened, knowing that she had made the right decision. The magic of St. Helena Island would remain a hidden treasure, a testament to the island's enduring mystique. It was a legacy that would continue to inspire, whispering its secrets to those who listened. With newfound purpose, Emma left the chamber, her steps guided by a sense of reverence and respect for the island's delicate balance. The pendant remained a symbol of the journey she had undertaken, a reminder that sometimes the greatest magic lay in the choices we make and the wisdom to know when to let the mysteries of the past rest undisturbed. With a heart brimming with reverence and a deep understanding of the weight of her decision, Emma chose to leave the ancient magic untouched, preserving the delicate tapestry of St. Helena Island. She stood before the chamber one final time, the pendant cradled in her palm, its presence a silent testament to the power she had held within her grasp. As she gently returned the pendant to its resting place within the tapestry, a sense of serenity settled over the chamber, as if the island itself exhaled a sigh of relief. The magic that had stirred within her now settled, finding solace in the embrace of its ancient abode. The chamber seemed to resonate with a quiet contentment, as if acknowledging Emma's choice. With each step she took away from the chamber, Emma felt a profound sense of fulfillment wash over her. She had become a guardian of the island's mysteries, a keeper of its hidden enchantments. The pendant, once a key to a world of untamed magic, now rested as a symbol of the delicate balance between the past and the present. As days turned into nights and seasons wove their ever-changing tapestry, St. Helena Island remained cradled in the arms of time. The moss-draped oaks whispered their ancient secrets, and the historic landmarks stood as silent sentinels, their stories etched in stone and memory. The pendant, now returned to its rightful place, became a beacon of possibility, a promise that the island's mysteries awaited another curious soul, ready to embark on a journey of discovery. It hung amidst the hallowed ruins, a silent invitation to those who dared to listen, to those who dared to seek. And so, the tale of Emma and the ancient magic of St. Helena Island became woven into the fabric of the island's history, a thread in the tapestry of legends that whispered through the ages. Emma's choice, made with a heart full of reverence and wisdom, had ensured that the island's delicate harmony would endure, a testament to the enduring magic of this sacred place. As time flowed on, the pendant remained, a silent guardian of the island's hidden mysteries, patiently awaiting the touch of another curious soul, ready to unlock the secrets that lay within. And so, the legacy of St. Helena Island continued, its enchantments woven into the very soul of the land, a gift waiting to be discovered by those who dared to venture into its embrace.